This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You can join us here on the live Sunday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you're offended by costumes. Maybe you're offended by coffee cups. These are the things that have been on the table for discussion here, and you are certainly still free to comment. In fact, I wanted to share the Christian Science Monitor, actually, and their perspective on the story. Which they actually, I mean, they've always done good reporting in my experience.
I'm a fan.
Christian Science Monitor. And they managed to stay fairly, I think, fair with this story here from CS Monitor.
They were one of the first newspapers to go all digital.
That's true.
They saw the writing on the wall. They realized, the writing wasn't on crushed pine trees. And so they decided to go all digital. They kept journalism alive, and it speaks well of the organization.
So the story from them is that Starbucks invited controversy this week with new cups that are solid red with the green Starbucks logo in the middle. I wouldn't say that Starbucks invited the controversy. I mean,
no.
Could they possibly? I guess you could probably figure that these days, no matter what corporate decision you make about the holiday season, that somebody's going to get their panties in a wad about it. I suppose you can kind of predict that.
But I don't think that these people are legitimately upset about the Starbucks cup.
Really?
I think what they're doing is they're appropriating the buzz around it because they know that news organizations will talk about it.
But there wouldn't have been any buzz had they not been all upset about it.
I think Starbucks has that to gain. I mean, you know, thank them for.
While the cup's design may not seem objectionable on its face, the absence of snowmen, reindeer, candy canes, and other iconography has prompted some to accuse the coffee company of waging a war on Christmas. Breitbart London reports that MP David Burrows, a conservative Christian of the British Parliament, has criticized Starbucks, saying, quote, "The Starbucks coffee cup change smells more of political correctness than a consumer-led change. The public has a common-sense grasp on the reality that at Christmas time, whether you have a Christian faith or not, Britain celebrates Christmas."
I wonder what would have happened if Starbucks wouldn't have done anything for Christmas. If they just
plain white cups?
Well, if they just didn't, you know, if there was no news,
mm-hmm.
They don't say anything, there's no corporate announcement or anything like that. It's just like, oh yeah, we forgot to roll out those cups. I mean, you know, we don't decorate at my house for Christmas. Not because of any particular reason other than I'm not going to put up stuff and then take down stuff. I don't want to do that.
In a statement on the Starbucks website, Vice President of Design and Content, Jeffrey Fields, explained the thinking behind this year's cup, saying, quote, "In the past, we've told stories with our holiday cups design. This year, we wanted to usher in the holidays with a purity of design that welcomes all of our stories." He described the company as a place of sanctuary during the holidays. I love market speak. It's so funny. It's like, this is the place you get your coffee. It's not a sanctuary. Anyway.
Well, I mean, you know, if people feel like Starbucks is a sanctuary, then that's fine. For me, it's never made much sense. Some people can go there and work, and that's great.
Uh-huh.
Or you can go there and hang out. I used to go there and do a little bit of hanging out when I was doing local sales at a radio station. I'd go there and get my coffee, get charged up, let's go. You know, that was fine to do a little hanging out and, you know, talking to folks.
What do you do when you hang out at Starbucks? You just go like, hey, can I sit down with you and kind of chat them up? Or whatever. Like, what do you do?
You develop friendships with the people who are there. You just keep going.
The regulars.
Yeah, the regulars.
Okay.
One of the ways that one thing I remember specifically is there was a guy who had a blue Lamborghini, and I would park my '76 Eldorado next to it, Eldorado convertible, and it was basically a little car show.
Yeah, and, car talk guys.
Yeah, car guys. You know, but then at that point, people begin. Old men and young boys liked my car. They just thought it was awesome. And so, you know, That was it, right? Like, we'd, you know, chit-chat and talk and that kind of thing. I think I turned it into a sale one time. I'd always legitimize it as, you know, hey, I'm here doing business.
Going on with his statement, he says, Starbucks is embracing the simplicity and the quietness of it. It's a more open way to usher in the holiday. And that's a lot of explanation for a red cup, isn't it?
It's fooey.
We have been inspired by the red Solo cup this year at Starbucks. We wanted to bring the party to the holiday season.
Bringing the party to you.
Come on.
Starbucks, what's up?
Starbucks is by no means the only company, this back to the Christian Science Monitor, the only company to face accusations of insufficient enthusiasm for the Advent season. The American Family Association, a nonprofit that promotes conservative Christian values, publishes their annual Naughty or Nice list that ranks retailers based on how frequently they use the word Christmas. Again, this is more proof of just how bored people are today. You have so much free time. You have taken care of all of the things that matter in life. You've fed the kids. You've got, you know, business taken care of. The bills have been paid. The house has been cleaned. Everything has been taken care of. Now you're sitting down and you're going through the Best Buy catalog, you know, this week's circular, and you're counting the number of times the word Christmas has been used. You're jotting it down, and then you're moving on to Sears, and then you're moving on to Kmart, and you're watching television commercials and observing the amount of times the word Christmas has been used. I mean, talk about insanity.
Here's what I want to know. Is there somebody on the other side of this? Is there somebody out there that's counting the times that businesses say Christmas and saying, well, we're not going to do our shopping there?
I doubt it.
You know, they didn't say happy holidays. And I don't even know when. All honestly, I mean, to some extent, I do consider happy holidays to be a cop-out. The, you know, Hanukkah wasn't much of a holiday until it had to compete with Christmas. It was just a, it's not one of the major Jewish holidays by any stretch of the imagination. Christmas is the major Christian holiday. Muslims don't have anything like a major holiday even around Christmas time. Sometimes Ramadan falls in that that realm, but
does it?
It's more of a that's a fasting time. I've heard that.
I thought Ramadan was during the summer. I didn't know it moved around.
It moves around. Huh. I don't even know why. You have to look up that. You look that up yourself.
Okay.
You know, there's been a few holidays that have been created with the intention of competing with Christmas and giving a more cultural feel to Christmas. Kwanzaa is one. This is just a manufactured holiday. What's the other one with Festivus with the pole?
The Seinfeld thing?
Yeah. People do that.
Yeah, they have. They've done it here in New Hampshire.
And it's, you know, fine. You want to air the grievances and the feats of strength? Let's do it. That sounds fine to me. I just think that, you know, first off, if you want to put Christ back in Christmas, you're not going to do it at Target. Okay? Like, that's not what it's about in the first place. So if a company that sells consumer goods isn't being Christmassy enough for you, then so what? That doesn't have anything to do with your holiday. Your holiday is about a relationship with your God. And I got news for you. There are lots of Christians with whom you do not agree about the minutiae surrounding Christmas. Lots and lots of them. Please, let's put this away and stop pretending like people have to be homogenous in order for us to have a good life.
One of our producers has explained that Ramadan is a month on the Islamic calendar, which is a lunar calendar. Because of that, it moves back approximately 11 days per year.
Thank goodness for
calendars.
People smarter than us.
So the naughty or nice list that ranks retailers based on how frequently they use the word Christmas include, apparently, Walmart on the nice list, also on the nice list, Hobby Lobby, Lowe's, and the AFA's own store online. Naughty list includes Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, and Staples. The AFA currently ranks Starbucks as medium, saying that it refers to Christmas infrequently. These criticisms say the Christian Science Monitor may sound frivolous, but they can have financial consequences for companies whose Yuletide spirit is deemed as lackluster. In 2005, Walmart instructed employees to greet shoppers with the phrase Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
Yeah, this is where it all started.
The company faced boycotts led by the AFA and the Catholic League, prompting greeters to return to Christmas, or to Merry Christmas, rather, the following year. Such companies usually say these decisions are made in the spirit of inclusiveness. Critics usually reply that America celebrates Christmas.
Right. Your loss control department isn't saying the things I want them to. They're just there to check your bags on the way out to make sure you're not stealing things.
Walmart. They don't check.
What are the greeters there for?
I mean, they could be there in case someone tries to run out the door or whatever, I suppose. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and if you're offended, we want to hear from you. These people must be out there. Those who are offended by costumes, you can call in. If you're offended by coffee cups, you can also call in. Or whatever else you're offended by. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The brewing controversy right now is that Starbucks cups, the holiday cups, the red holiday cups with their logo on them, is somehow offensive. Because previously, in prior years, Starbucks holiday cups have had not religious icons on them, but they've had things like snowmen and sleds, Christmas tree decorations, or things like that on them. And nothing overtly religious, so apparently that wasn't offensive. Now that those icons have been removed, it is offensive. The move to the plain red cup design. People are up in arms. They're offended. They're going to boycott Starbucks now, which, of course, is just going to result in a boycott. I mean, do these boycotts really have an effect these days with social media?
I don't even know if they're going to boycott. But
there are people saying they're going to.
That's fine. They may boycott themselves. But, I mean, are organizations going to? Do the organizations count their success or failure based on the boycott is what I'm asking. Because I think what they're basing their success or failure on is how much they can just sort of make a big deal about this. It's not about the boycott, because they don't care about Starbucks. What they care about is getting their whole thing out there. If there's a war on Christmas, then these Christian organizations, these ostensibly Christian organizations, I'm not even going to use the term Christian organizations, I'm not even going to claim that about them.
Well, because Christians aren't supposed to.
These are culturally conservative organizations that think that Santa Claus and snowmen somehow have something to do with Jesus Christ.
Well,
that is bull crap.
I mean,
these are just people that want to appropriate this kind of the momentum here. Big deal.
Well, right, because
they want the donations.
It could raise money for them. Yeah, that's exactly right. They're appropriating this aura of religiosity or this interest in religion, specifically the Christian religion, in order to fund themselves. I think you're right about that. The story from the Christian Science Monitor, it was an interesting study done by the Pew Research Center. Just over 70% of Americans identify themselves as Christian, and how there can be a war against a supermajority of people, I still don't understand that. Pew also surveyed Americans on whether they believe stores should greet their customers with Merry Christmas or the less religious terms such as Happy Holidays. 57% chose Merry Christmas, and 27% selected the less religious term. However, when a third option, it doesn't matter, was added to the poll, it became the most popular answer, with 46% saying that it doesn't matter, 42% preferring Merry Christmas, and only 12% preferring Happy Holidays. I think that's an interesting discrepancy. As for Starbucks, not all conservative Christians are outraged at the company's seasonal cup design. Paul Batura, the vice president of communications at Focus on the Family, which is certainly an ultra-religious group, told Fox News that images of snowflakes and carolers have little to do with the core message of Christmas. He says, I wonder if we're not overthinking or overanalyzing this.
Hear, hear.
I would say, yeah. People definitely are spending way too much time on this particular matter. But this is just the beginning of the holiday season, so you just wait. I'm sure there's going to be more of this outrage to be heard before Christmas is done and gone for 2015.
So we've done a little bit of caroling when...
You and your family?
Yeah, well, I think it was me and my church group, I think, and then a couple of other organizations.
Up here in New England?
No, I haven't done it up here in New England. I just, haven't been that interested in it.
Okay.
But I wonder...
You didn't go to Quaker Church down south, did you?
Yeah, I have gone to Quaker Church in Sarasota, but I started going to Quaker meeting when
it's not called a church.
Yeah, when it was when I moved up here, and then going back for Christmas and those sorts of things. If I'm there on Sunday, I'll or first day as Quakers call it, I'll head on over to meeting. But obviously, they don't decorate for Christmas at Quaker meeting. This is something
they like simplicity.
That some Quakers, especially what they call birthright Quakers, people that were born into Quakerdom, they kind of get confused about they want to talk talk about it a lot. What should we do for Christmas? I've decided not to worry about what I'm going to do for Christmas. Mm-hmm. People in my family are going to do what they're going to do for Christmas, and I'm going to go along and be polite because that's what benefits me the most, and it's just not worth getting all bent out of shape over. But I wonder, was there ever a time that caroling was common? I'd love to hear from people who, had a lot of caroling going on. Did you live in a city center? Because I can imagine if there was like a village where there are houses all collected together, that you might be able to go sort of walking from one place to another caroling. And,
yeah, sure.
And I've heard that some people gave tips to carolers.
I've heard people have caroled in downtown Keene before.
To whom?
Downtown Keene.
Just walking around downtown. Yeah,
there's people out there. You know, there's people flitting about, going shopping.
That sounds like that. Fine, yeah. Doing some carols for those folks. And
we've certainly done it. The Shire Choir has done some anti-drug war Christmas carols, which are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure
people really love it.
We did that in the liquor store once.
Okay. Are you still banned from every liquor store in New Hampshire?
Yeah. That's right. I am. Forever, for life.
Went and spread a little holiday cheer to them, didn't you?
We just had a little bit of fun, and you know the state. They don't like fun unless you pay them first. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So you can comment on the whole Starbucks thing if you want to, but I'm sure we'll have some other ridiculous story about people being offended during the holiday season. And, I inevitably will have the inevitable state display of religious iconography story. I don't know where it's going to come out of this year, but I predict that we will have a story like that at some point.
Some group of town selectmen are going to say it's just more important to put out the manger and that sort of thing.
Well, and then they'll be upset when the Church of Satan comes along and they want their equal time in the holiday display.
Yeah. It isn't a war on Christmas. If you're using public property, just so you know. Because if you use public property, then everybody gets to claim, then the Festivus people get to put out their aluminum pole, and the Satanist people get to put out their Baphomet, and then who knows who else gets to do whatever else. That's how it goes when you talk about religious freedom. That's why you don't put this stuff on public property.
You know, that reminds me, I did have a story from Raw Story from a few days back where Christians in Spring, Texas, appear to be trying to run the Church of Lucifer out of town. According to ABC 13, the Luciferians officially opened their doors on Friday with their first meeting scheduled for Saturday, but they were greeted by a group of vocal Christians after having their building vandalized this week. And I'm not sure whose building was vandalized. It might have been the Satanists. Video taken by ABC 13 Friday evening shows protesters upset with the organization's presence, gathered outside with a law enforcement presence needed to keep the peace. Protester Christine Weick told ABC 13 angrily, quote, "This is what we get when we have freedom of religion. We ought to be filling up the whole street here that they have to pass through us to get into that church."
Wow.
White continued to say that God loves the Luciferians, quote, "enough to say, you either bow now or you will be forced to bow later, and then it's too late."
Yep. There's religious
zealots. This sounds like love, right?
Of all religions and all types, and Christians are not devoid of it.
I want to hear more about the story. We'll share that with you. It's Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I could even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm.
There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the costs of their healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your doctor. You choose your own hospital. You live out your values in healthcare. And by choose your doctor, you can have the doctor you currently have. It's not a big deal. Join the movement, and let's change healthcare for good. And it's Liberty HealthShare. You just go to the website, joinlhs.com. That's LHS for Liberty HealthShare. Joinlhs.com. And the telephone number, it's toll-free, 800-722-8041. 800-722-8041. Joinlhs.com.
All right, so you can join us here, and our toll-free number is 855-453, and also Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Some Christians in Spring, Texas are upset at the fact that there's now a Church of Lucifer. Now, this is a different organization than the,
Church of Satan?
No, okay, I'm sorry. I'm spacing out on the Satanic Temple. That was the name of it. The Satanic Temple has been making headlines over the last couple of years because they really kind of made, I would say they'd made it big. Their big splash was the Oklahoma State Capitol, where they had the Ten Commandments, monument to the Ten Commandments on the State Capitol grounds, and the Satanic Temple proposed that they have a Baphomet statue because of equal rights of access to, you know, express themselves on government property.
Best we can tell, this is a group of atheists that are trolling folks because the government hasn't yet figured out that it's not supposed to be involved in religion.
Right. So I don't know if the Church of Lucifer is like the real deal as far as they're not just a group of trolls. Or what? But so anyways, the first I've heard of this particular group, they've opened a church in Spring, Texas, and some Christians were out there protesting the church, saying things like, one protester claiming, this is what we get when we have freedom of religion, suggesting that there should not be freedom of religion, that there should be some sort of prohibition against certain religions, and that presumably her religion should be the only religion that is allowable. I mean, that's what you presume yep. from someone saying they've got a problem with freedom of religion, right?
But they're also talking about blocking the entrance to this place so that nobody can go in.
Yeah, she says we ought to fill up the whole street. That way they have to pass through us to get into that church, which, by the way, is the definition of disorderly conduct. One of the definitions. White continued to say that God loves the Luciferians enough to say you either bow now or you'll be forced to bow later and then it's too late. Unquote. The church had been vandalized. So, yes, it was the Church of Lucifer that was vandalized before it opened. Someone with a chainsaw hacked off a large tree branch and sent it crashing into the building's roof.
Mm.
That's pretty serious vandalism. That's more than just painting something naughty.
It's got terrorism.
Greater Church of Lucifer co-president Michael Ford said, quote, we have an absolute right to be here legally. I always feel sorry for so-called Christians who feel so insecure in their belief that they have to come out here and waste their time when they're not going to change our mind and we're not going to change theirs.
That much is true.
Ford said the organization is philosophical and that their services are more of a meeting of the minds. There's no devil worship or animal sacrifice that takes place, and they have no intention of converting anyone. He says
this is one thing is that I think that many religions are very they have a lot of proselytizing, so they're looking to get new members.
Yeah,
and they don't understand therefore when people have religions that are not looking to get new members.
Every religion must be exactly like theirs. Huh?
Right. They're not. I mean, many religions just don't care whether or not you become a member of their religion. It's just fine. Go do what you want.
Well, doesn't the Bible say you're supposed to pray in the closet?
It does, but it's very clear that you're supposed to go, you know, to all corners of the earth and preach the word.
Is that right? So it's contradictory in that way?
No, it's not. It's that what it's claiming is that you shouldn't be out showing your piety so that mm-hmm. people look up to you. That's what
praying
in the closet means.
So that's somehow different than going out and proselytizing?
Yeah, proselytizing doesn't show your piety. Proselytizing can be done in a variety of ways. I think the best proselytizing is living a good life, and then people will be attracted to your results, and then that'll be fine. Now, oftentimes you'll find many people who consider themselves to be good Christians getting terrible results in their lives, and it's probably because they're just not very good at life.
So the spokesman for the Church of Satan in this case, or excuse me, was it Church of Lucifer? Church of Lucifer. He says they just believe that that's what happens. He's referring to devil worship or animal sacrifice. He says that's what they spew, he told ABC 13. One sign held by protesters read, Mary, Queen of the Angels, crush Lucifer's head. Another reads, we are one nation under God and Satanism is not an American value. Below, a woman bellows that Jesus is calling on your today. Whatever that means. Maybe calling on you today.
Yeah.
Despite the less than warm welcome, the organization said on its Facebook page that the opening was successful, with plans to hold its first meeting still scheduled for Saturday. Church member Jacob No wrote, quote, "I have to say that we as a group lead by example. We are the ones who handled all adversity at hand with perfection and respect," unquote. It's not the first time people following the philosophical, historical, and literary figure of what Christians believe to be the fallen angel Lucifer have faced violence. In July, the Satanic Temple had to move the unveiling of its Baphomet statue to a secret location in Detroit after Christians there made threats that they would blow it up. Both the Church of Lucifer and Satanic Temple do not worship a supernatural devil figure, but instead follow the tenets of those that resemble humanism. I think it's ironic.
Well, I think that it's they're getting what it would be a if you want to be the Christians aren't threatening humanists. They're threatening what they consider to be Satanists. So here's a sort of surprise. If you don't want people upset with you, stop getting upsetting titles for your church. That's a little bit of advice if you don't want to be hassled. This does show the intolerance for other religions that are out there, but. If anybody gets hurt, it's a shame.
So, when Christians are committing destructive acts, presumably it was a Christian who went ahead and cut off, or someone who would identify as a Christian, who cut off the tree branch in order to destroy the roof of the Church of Lucifer, mm-hmm. in this case. When it's Christians who are doing things like making threats that they're going to blow up a statue, would Jesus do that?
He would not do that.
No, he would not do those things. Jesus was supposed to be a man of peace, and blowing things up, even if you're not talking about blowing up the human beings who might be in the vicinity of the statue, blowing something up is generally not considered a nice, loving thing to do to someone. And you can't love your enemy, which is supposed to, one of the things that Christ ostensibly said, and blow things up at the same time. You just can't have both of those things simultaneously. So
I suppose you can chase some money changers out of the temple with a whip.
I think the irony, no one's perfect, Mark. And,
well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not claiming that was a mistake. Christians certainly wouldn't. So I would say that, that was a protection of what he would consider property rights, right? Like, that's his house, and therefore money changers shouldn't be in it. It's a lesson.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know it was his house or whatever. So.
Well, it's the temple, and gotcha. If Jesus is God, then that's how the book's always written. Who knows what actually happened in the historic Jesus' life? We don't know the answer to that.
I just think it's ironic that these so-called self-professed Christians are acting in violent, destructive manners, which is purportedly contrary to their actual beliefs. So they're probably more like the thing that they hate than they want to realize. 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but we've got enough time for you if you want to join us here. 855-453 is our number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. You are invited to our website. It's brand new. Of course, it still has some of the same old features. They just look different. You can listen to the show. You can download archives. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. We've still got the chat room and the webcam, and it's all still free. But if you want to help support the show, then please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that comes into the show from you, $5 a month, that we invest into Free Talk Live and also LRN.FM, which is sort of another wing of our Liberty Outreach mission here with the show to help spread the ideas of freedom. If that's worth $5 a month to you, the price of a cup, an offensive cup of Starbucks coffee, then send it our way over at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. And hopefully we'll have some pretty exciting news about AMP to announce soon. We're waiting on a certain financial website to approve an account, and then we'll be able to say something really cool about the AMP program that a lot of people have been waiting on for a long time. So that's about all I can say about it right now. Some people are upset in Texas. Christians, specifically, some of them in Spring, Texas, are trying to run the Church of Lucifer out of town. Here's the actual ABC 13 report as filed a few days ago from Spring, Texas. I'm going to play the audio of it here and give you a little commentary.
To protest the Church of Lucifer. After months of controversy, the place opened its doors right in the heart of that small town for the first time, all despite an attempt by vandals to shut them down. Eyewitness News reporter Tracy Clemens live in Old Town Spring tonight. Tracy?
Yeah, up until a couple of hours ago, all of Main Street that you see behind me was full of protest.
I love live shots on the news, just as a commentary here. There's nothing happening. Mm-hmm. He's standing on an empty street. You know, they take the time to send the news van out with the reporter and then have him stand where things happened earlier and gesture backwards about what happened earlier today. Now, they did actually get footage of what happened earlier.
But it's funny, the live shots.
Yeah, it is funny.
...and rubberneckers who slowed down the traffic here on Main Street to get a look at all the commotion surrounding the church. Well, obviously, Main Street is back to normal here. The protests are gone, and so are the sheriff's deputies who were here to keep the peace. But the lingering question from the church to the protesters who say they're going to be back tomorrow is, can't we all just get along? Protest and prayer outside of Spring's newest church, the Greater Church of Lucifer.
This is what we get when we have freedom of religion.
Tonight is...
Yeah, it is what you get when you have freedom of religion.
Now,
if you like being able to worship your God, you need to let other people be able to worship theirs. Because I can assure you, when they institute a state religion... It won't be the one that you want it to be.
That's right. Look, lady, there's a reason. One of the reasons why the United States was formed as this whole idea in the first place was the basic tenets of that was freedom of religion. There was a state religion in Great Britain at the time, as I understand it. I don't know exactly which religion it was, but
Anglican.
Okay,
means
that's a Christian thing.
British.
Right? Yeah, I don't know much about the tenets.
Anglican meaning. Anglicized, like English.
That's about all I know about it. But that's one of the reasons they were coming here, because they wanted to be able to create their own, or follow their own beliefs without being persecuted for it. So, hello, lady. Learn a little bit of history here. And the protesters do have a fair number of people there. I mean, at a quick glance, I'd say probably at least 20 protesters. And then there's a shot here of the Church of Lucifer folks. And, of course, they're all wearing black.
Group's first meeting at its first building. Smack dab in the middle of Old Town Spring.
We have gatherings, but they're not services. We don't preach.
The Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Contrary to popular belief, co-president Michael W. Ford says they don't sacrifice animals or worship the devil, and they're not here to convert anyone.
They just believe that that's what happens, and that's what they spew.
Jesus is calling on you today!
Some protesters made their way onto the property, only to be escorted off by Harris County Sheriff's deputies.
Good. Perfect.
One large Catholic group performed a rosary and prayed for the nation and the community. Some came from out of town to
protest. For these people.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if the prayers are going to do anything, pray for the Church of Lucifer.
Hmm.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do for your enemies? Pray for
they
them?
They don't seem to understand some of the most basic Christian tenets here.
I don't know. That might be just how they're being portrayed. Hopefully, there are some folks there praying for them if that's what they think is the thing to do.
Including Christine White.
We ought to be filling up the whole street here that they have to pass through us to get into that church.
She's got the wide-eyed fanatic look to her.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like a real nutter.
They need God. It's what they need, but they're not going to find it in this man.
Janet Lyncher says the protesters are sending the wrong message.
I believe that God wants us to love these people.
Oh, good for her.
Because he loves them. Love you enough to say you either bow now or you will be forced to bow later, and that it's too late.
I'm sorry. That just doesn't sound like love to me. Bow down or else you'll be punished with eternal fire and brimstone. It just doesn't sound like love.
Because God is so so wrapped up in worship, right? The most powerful being that spans the universe. You can look through the Hubble telescope and you can see tens of billions of galaxies like our own. I'm not talking about stars, galaxies like our own. And God, who created all of this, is really, really concerned that a hairless ape on the third clod of dirt circling some insignificant star in the Milky Way galaxy among tens of billions of galaxies says that he really, really likes him. That's really important. Yeah. God really, really cares about that.
Right, because that's love. That's the definition of love, is ensuring that everyone worships you in the way that you have specified. Yeah. Right?
Bronze Age religion for a space age culture.
I'm glad they did interview the one lady who was, like, hiding in her doorway, basically saying that she thinks that these Christians have got it wrong. So it's nice to hear, like, one Christian who actually sounds like a Christian and who understands the idea of loving people no matter what their belief system is. A little bit more here from the report.
Right to do what they do, and that's cool with us. But we have the right to believe in what we do, too.
Sure.
And we need to coexist.
In Old Town Spring.
We need to coexist.
I'm sorry, there's a lot more than 20 people here. Now it's showing a wider shot. This is probably 50 to 60, maybe even 100 people strong at this protest.
I wonder, we have to learn to coexist is what the guy that's out there.
That was
the
satanic church guy.
I got you.
The Church of Satan guys are the ones who sound rational and reasonable in these conflicts.
Well, that's because they're not Satanists.
They're
not Satanists. They're just atheists that want to troll the Christians. Well, what a
and
surprise.
It's working.
Yeah, right. Well, it's working. I hope nobody gets hurt. But
yeah, I mean,
when you go
falling after a tree branch that damages a roof, that's pretty serious.
Right, that's what one of the... somebody did. Somebody dropped a tree branch on their building, and thank goodness nobody was in there and got injured in the process. But, I mean, that's... When you go after people's fundamental beliefs, a radical portion of them, one small percentage of them, they're just gonna come unglued. This happens with any religion. This is what these are the radical Muslims of the Christian culture.
These people who are protesting, what they just don't understand, and what the people who are upset about the Starbucks cup just don't understand is that your protests is feeding this. Your protests are getting the church of... If you don't like Satan, then don't protest it. Because all you're doing is providing publicity for the Church of Lucifer.
Right, the reason that the Church of Lucifer got a storefront for any reason at all was so that it would create press.
Mm.
And then these people go out there and they give them more press.
Right. Had they not had the protest at all, had the Church of Lucifer just simply rented this building or bought it or whatever, and then they opened their doors and they got their shingle hangout, they've got a sign out front with a pentagram on it, you know, if they just simply opened their doors and started having their services and no one responded to it, there would be no news story. The news isn't going to go down and say, well, the Church of Satan opened their doors today, and look at that. Well, there's
nobody
no one
cares.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. So if there's no controversy, then there's no news story. And if there's no news story, there's no Facebook sharing. This story got all over the place today because of the acts of these purported Christians.
The best case scenario for the Christians in this circumstance is if the news actually did a story on the Church of Lucifer, you know, having no one respond. Wouldn't that be the best result for the Christians, is that the news goes in there and says, the Church of Lucifer opened up its doors and no one cares?
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.